Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisors, as well as Gracefully Yours greeting cards. And we appreciate you continuing to join us on our Success Made to Last network. We've been called the Netflix of podcast. I don't know if that's because someone has gone berserk during the pandemic and doesn't realize that there's lots of other networks out there, but thank you for the compliment nonetheless. Today's special guest on our show is Brad Sharon, and Brad runs an organization called Aloha Foods. It's plant-based foods. We have talked to Brad in the past specifically about brands and culture. Today we're going to be talking about best practices within his company, his mentors, and doing what's right. Brad, welcome to our show.
Well, I've been in the kind of organic and natural food spaces for some time now. What's been nice is that I've gotten a lot of experience among multiple industries and multiple product categories. I was aware of Aloha as kind of a fan of the brand before I took over the company about 18 months ago. The company started as a digital company, a direct-to-consumer company, pretty much the cross between Amazon and Sephora, with a little bit of Drive or any of the content websites you would look at to find great health and wellness advice. And they offered a bunch of products. Since it started as an e-commerce company, I've expanded it into omni-channel. So we're available now in places like Kroger and Harris Teeter and Wegmans and Target, and also have a pretty vibrant business on Amazon. But what we're known for is really super clean, delicious, plant-based food. And we have powders and bars out there right now available. We're launching a new innovation in about 32 days that I'm excited about, that I'll be able to talk about probably in about 32 days. But no, we're on the cusp of where consumers are going in health and wellness with plant-based food and every certification you can imagine. But being an entrepreneur is a lot of fun. Every day is a new day, and some of them are better than others, but it's certainly an exciting time to be an entrepreneur.
Brad, how are you using this fantastic experience, especially from your past, and even kind of isolating what you learned from Under Armour to help lead Aloha Foods?
Well, I mean, you know, throughout my career, I've been associated with really strong brands. You know, any classically trained marketer will kind of go back to the C's and the P's and talking about consumer and channel and competition. And what I learned from Under Armour, and actually in the larger advertising world from friends of mine at an agency called Droga 5, which is, you know, if you looked at the, if you saw the Super Bowl recently, they were the ones that did the Bud Light Game of Thrones mashup. They talked about the role of brands in culture, the other C, the new C. And so whether it's Under Armour or Chobani or my role as an advisor with Kind Snacks, with Kind Bars, what I've learned is that the role of great brands in culture cannot be underestimated. And you have to have a great product, and you have to be priced right, and you have to be available and accessible. But brands that are feeling brands, not just thinking brands, they're both rational and irrational, they're conscious and unconscious, they're thought about it, whether they're seen or unseen. I've been fortunate to be associated with brands that that can live in that sphere. And so whether it was launching Under Armour to China, whether it was rolling out innovation and proving why we're different in the yogurt market at Chobani, the role of culture and defining a brand purpose in terms of what it means to consumers as opposed to what the product actually does or performs, I think is something that that entrepreneurs or business people of any size company need to be thinking about and considering.
Well, that's well said. We have been introduced to plant-based foods by our two daughters and son-in-law, and now we rarely eat red meat unless it's great brisket from Austin, Texas. So why is this plant-based food way beyond a trend now and becoming so important to Americans?
Well, look, I think there's a couple points there. One is the stigma that plant-based foods were like, remember the old adage when we were younger about eating your spinach and we had to force our way through it and you're like, well, you got to eat your spinach. Come on, you want to be big and strong, got to eat your spinach. You know, millennials these days, younger consumers, your daughters, and by the way, living in pretty progressive places like LA and Austin when it comes to food culture, there's no stigma. And a lot of the fact there's no stigma is the fact that the consumers are educated on social media and PR and other kinds of places that the plant-based diet, it has really good science behind it. And whether you're doing this keto or paleo or Whole 30 or actually just looking at allergens in terms of reducing or looking at how every input, every deconstructed ingredient we put into our body, how it affects the overall package. How it affects our overall performance. We talk about consumers in terms of our brand, adopting our brand in terms of like the holistic nature of mental prowess, mental performance, and functional performance, as well as a mindset that's not judgmental. It's not telling you you have to do this diet, you have to do that diet. This isn't like the 90s where, okay, you got to do South Beach diet, or you got to do 40-30-30, or, you know, this is the right way to do it, and this is the wrong way to do it, and get on the train. Plant-based is much more flexible. It's in every aspect of our life now. Now, it's not all equal. I warn people about this phenomenon I'm calling plant washing. So that's mm-hmm. with some products or brands that are saying they're plant-based, but it's got milk fats in it. Or they're saying it's low sugar, but it's got sugar alcohols in it. You know, it's like the Diet Coke-ification of America. Like if something says it's got 1 gram of sugar on it, on the package, like any discerning consumer could probably go, well, why? And then if you look at the ingredient in the back, you're like, well, that's got maltitol in it. It's got erythritol. It's got xylitol. It's got all these tols, T-O-Ls, which are not good for your body, like whether they cause bloating, whether they slow down performance or bioavailability. Like, come on, man. Like, the consumer is smart. Treat them like an adult. So so the plant washing is a real thing. Plant-based foods is growing in popularity. We're early in this game. And I think what's been great is that a lot of companies, including ours, or less companies, but hopefully more companies, will figure out that you don't have to sacrifice taste for nutrition. Look at Beyond Meat or Impossible Foods. Certainly in our category, no one tastes better than us. And that's through conscientious and conscious food design. But there are you know, your daughters don't have to sacrifice taste for nutrition anymore. And they have plenty of options and good science behind why plant-based is the way to go.
Absolutely. Well, perhaps baby boomers have a lot more to learn. Where can they go to learn more information about Aloha Foods?
Well, we own aloha.com. It's the easiest website to find ever, www.aloha.com. But other than that, you can go to our Instagram, Aloha Moment. You can read up on our blog. You can read up on... if you go to Thrive Global, you listen to sustainable leadership conversations. There's information out there about what's the right way and the wrong way, or what's the better way, I guess you could say, to construct a diet and the fuel for your body that's going to work for you. And kind of what I said before, there's no silver bullet for this thing. But, you know, we're just trying to make good food, and it's a small company. It's a 10-person company, if you can believe it. Every employee is a shareholder and equity holder in the company, and we're very proud of kind of the food we make. But for folks out there wanting to learn more about Aloha, I'd say go to our website or check us out at Amazon or ask for us in any store they go to. Your daughters can find us in Austin at Central Market. At HEB, your daughter in LA can find us at Erewhon Organic Market, a bunch of other places. We've been fortunate to expand our distribution to over 13,000 stores as of January this year.
Brad, I love the passion in your voice. Let's look a little bit at your past when it comes to favorite mentors and talk about how those mentors in your life created the best version of Brad Sharon.
Well, look, I mean, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, right? Right. And some of us have distinct and natural advantages. Having a father who not only was a business leader in multiple industries, growing up in kind of the classical school of thought at Procter & Gamble, but also going into, you know, worlds like the fashion world and then back into the food world and the investment side of things. But being versatile as a leader, he certainly taught me about listening and active listening and being present, especially in an age where if you're reading studies about how our kids are mimicking our own phone addictions and having to put away your phone to teach them a good example. My father existed in a world before cell phones, but he was certainly always present. And those are the kind of things I'm trying to model my own behavior, both at home and at the office. I learned a lot in terms of what to do and what not to do from all the various entrepreneurs that I've worked with, Kevin Plank, Hamdi Ulukaya, Daniel Obetsky. And now being a founder-ish person myself, I'm trying to apply those kind of best practices. The biggest thing for me is to try to make sure that we're remembering that our consumers are people, and they're not a focus group and they're not a segmentation study. They're real people, and our job is to serve them with the best best product we can possibly make at all points in time, to be transparent and authentic and honest, to have integrity, to do what's right for them and not just for the business. And at the same time, you know, as a business owner, it's to not make stupid mistakes. You can actually make mistakes, but please just don't make silly ones. And the silly ones often come because you haven't thoughtfully thought through the implications of your decisions, or you haven't listened to your key stakeholders in terms of what really will drive them to make the decision you want them to make. And so I've been fortunate to learn from really good entrepreneurs who have been successful in multiple categories, and then obviously having the backstop of a pretty dang successful father who casts a great shadow. Not a big shadow, I mean a big shadow, but not a shadow in terms of I have to do it exactly his way, but in terms of seeing someone operate business the right way through a 40 and 50 year career, and to know that if you operate with that value system in place, at the end of the day, you're going to be successful.
Man, I like that. And paying homage to your mom, what are some of the great habits that she taught you that are now reflected at Aloha Foods?
Well, my mom is the most selfless person around, highly distinguished in her own career. Like a lot of women, she gave up her career to focus on her family. And being in a company where my direct reports, my top direct reports are all women. I have some really smart 24-year-old women in the office. By the way, I have three really smart daughters, aged 11, 10, and 7. So I'm pretty much surrounded by women.
Yes, you are.
You know, my mom and these other successful women are just so thoughtful and so conscientious in everything they're doing. And what I'm trying to do is put that selflessness first. Where I may be at the top of the pyramid in the company organization, but I don't act like it. I don't believe that the world revolves around me. And at the end of the day, my job is to put people in positions where they're going to be successful. And that's what my parents did, especially my mom. And she still does it today with her grandkids. And so I would say that, you know, being self-aware and instilling the right value system. I've never lacked for models to follow in my personal life.
Well, Brad, thank you so much for being on our 40 Under 40 show. We appreciate you so much and hope to have you back on another show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks again. That was Brad Sharon of Aloha Foods. We appreciate him being on our Success Made to Last show, and thanks again to our sponsors, Edward Jones Financial Advisors, and Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards. Until next time, as we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor, and Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, your crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.